It's time for today's Daily Devotional, and this week we're talking about loving out loud, and today we're going to kind of zoom back in and focus a little bit more on listening, loving through listening. And scripture comes from James 1:19. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. You know, love doesn't always need a grand gesture. We feel like it does sometimes, though, right? You know, love looks like closing your mouth some days and opening your ears. And we say that like it's easy, but it is not for some people. It's leaning into another person's story. It's listening to what they have to say. Listening really has become a forgotten art if you think about it, because our world is so, gosh, noisy all of the time, and everybody wants to talk. They want to talk, but they don't want to listen. They don't want to hear the words that other people are telling them. But I guarantee you, you know someone right now you cannot have a two-way conversation with because they will never shut up. And you might be laughing about it right now because you've got that person in the back of your mind. And if you don't, then I hate to tell you, but it might be you. It is what it is. It's always about them. They could really care less where you're at in the world with your problems, whether it's financial, with your relationships, with your kids. All they want to do is be heard. Well, the fact of the matter is, the longer that they talk, probably the quicker you tuned them out, correct? Yep. Well, when we love out loud, we practice that kind of listening that Jesus modeled. Think about how many times he had to pause to hear the heart behind people's questions. The woman at the well, the blind man calling out, the grieving sisters of Lazarus. His listening wasn't passive, it was active listening, attentive listening, and compassionate listening. And we often underestimate how healing it can be for someone simply to feel heard. A listening ear says, you know what? You matter. Your story matters. I care enough to give you my attention. And when we offer that kind of presence, we're pouring out love in ways words alone cannot accomplish. So maybe it's your child who rambles on about their day. Maybe it's your spouse who quietly carries the stress, or a friend who has been going through a storm. By giving them your full attention, you're not just hearing them, you're loving them as well. You're listening. You're wrapping your arms around them. You're just being there for them. So even when we don't have the answers, our willingness to listen can be the bridge God uses to bring comfort and peace. Lord, as we go to you in prayer today, help us to love through listening. Quiet our tongues, slow our thoughts, open our hearts so that we can hear others in the way that you hear us. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.